Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Pure Hope with your host, Reverend Janice Hope Gorman. Hope is the name the angels gave Reverend Gorman. Help open planetary eyes. And that's what we hope to do on Pure Hope. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pure Hope Show. If you are listening tonight at 5 p.m. or around the world, we welcome you, and when you hear this, you will be blown away. And this is what my words are for our speaker tonight. The moment that I saw her, I knew that I knew her. And the moment that I saw her in physical form, I knew that I loved her. And this is what the words that I heard. Live in grace and walk in love. And I thought to myself, that's the language of my people. That's the language of my planet. That's the language of my heart. The words I heard, once again, was live in grace and walk in love. These are very powerful words. And what they did for me, everyone, was gave me the gentle push that I needed. These were the words that gave me the gentle push that I needed to have the courage to trace my steps back along the path of remembrance. And it's no surprise to me that when you think about it, that God set the universe into motion with words. And she called forth light, and the stars burst forth into the backdrop of the night sky. God's words have the power to create life. He gave our words the power to shape our lives. And these words that we hear tonight will have tremendous power for you. And there is a psalm that I have always loved. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord creates. And the woman that I have on the air tonight with us is called Christine Day. And she, through many adversities, have come forth in her energetic field. Through the energy of traumatic childhood involving cult ritual, as well as the adversities of having advanced systematic lupus, she experienced a profound, and I mean profound, spiritual awakening with the Pleiadians, which enabled her to move into a place of what we all need to know as self-healing. And she has now been symptom-free for the rest of her life. She has had no symptoms. In 1994, she had her first experience connecting and communicating with the Pleiadians. For many people who hear this for the first time, we all know that sounds extraordinary and out of this world, and perhaps that's exactly what it is. It is out of this world. And what happened to her is she was out walking in nature. She turned a corner into the meadow and found herself staring at a very huge spaceship about 20 meters away from her. And coming out of that ship was a group of Pleiadians. And as they moved towards her, they began to greet her telepathically. And she was immediately filled with an overwhelming sense of their love for her, a love that instantaneously awoke her within her, a deep remembrance of the Pleiadian heritage, of her lineage that she comes from. And I believe that's what happened to me as I heard her voice, saw her face, and came aware of her. She began to recognize that her Pleiadian family was brought into this memory of hers to help her remember that she was here to do the good works of the Pleiadians. And that's why she and I and all beings internationally call her the Pleiadian ambassador. And she began to instantly remember her mission here, and this is her mission, to act as a Pleiadian ambassador here on this earth plane. Her role is to bridge between the Pleiadians and humans, to create a deeper understanding and awareness of the existence of the Pleiadians so that we as human beings would have an opportunity, and this is what this provides for all of us tonight, an opportunity to open up, receive the support that they bring us, to receive the support that Christine Day brings us, the support that is now very, very much essential for us to fulfill our mission during this most powerful time here on this planet Earth. So it is my honor to introduce my friend, my family, my sister from the stars to the Pure Hope Show. Hello, my Christine. How are you?
Hope, I'm really, really doing well and so thrilled. And it's a blessing to be here on your show tonight. I just feel deeply grateful and joyful to be here, to be sharing these very special moments with everybody out there, and also connecting to you, my dear sister.
It touches mine as well. Remember when we first met each other and we started crying and we didn't quite know what that was all about? Well, we have so many questions that have come in, and of course the most biggest thing on everyone's heart, mind, and soul is this epidemic that we are in called the coronavirus. So the first question is what is happening upon our planet, and why is this epidemic happening at this time?
Well, I think it's really key, Hope, that people start to understand what's actually taking place. Because when you get the information and the real clarity of what's going on, while the pandemic is there, yes, it's there, but there's so much more going on. It's almost like a smokescreen right now. And so with clarity, you have empowerment to be able to actively engage and work with the gifts that we are being open to at this time during this very powerful energy that this pandemic that has come across the earth plane, which is touching all of humanity at this time. And it's what the Pleiadians call, they start with me saying the winds of change have entered our earth's atmosphere. It's like this energy, you know, it is transforming humanity, and it is designed for each one of us to take a huge next step forward here on the earth plane, and some of us will take our next step forward by exiting the earth plane. And in reality, there's no such thing as death. You know, some of us will be leaving this incarnation to move onto new pathways off planet, and the rest of us will be here to move onto totally new pathways within the earth plane. And the Pleiadians are saying all is in divine order. And of course, order. We look at the disorder, the drama within the third dimensional illusion. The Pleiadians say, you know, the truth within the framework of illusion is a total misperception within the ego mind. And yet we can align to a new state of being as we move into this place, because ultimately there's a complete shattering of this dimensional realm of illusion that is anchored on the planet right now. And there's a releasing of density through our Earth to enable us to re-enter an alternate time continuum, a multidimensional frequency access that's going to allow a greater change to unfold within our consciousness. And this is happening simultaneous to all the illusion that's going on. And we're going to literally be almost untethered to any aspect of the illusion and enabled to reestablish a stabilized connection to the higher realm settings of truth, which do exist beyond that illusion timeline. So it's about, you know, letting go, understanding there's a third dimensional illusion picture, which is dire according to a limited perspective of the ego mind, as our lives are being upended on so many levels. You know, there's loss of finances that accelerates the ego mind and feelings of not knowing and being out of control, which is designed to create that confusion and disorientation to the ego mind. But when the ego mind is in confusion and disorientation, that is a powerful moment because it allows us to work through to another aspect of our sacred potential. And we can much more easily navigate our reconnection to the higher realms with the ego mind being in this confused state. So this is really an important part of the divine plan, because this is a destiny happening. It was always going to happen. And it was destined to happen at this time for us to move into a much more rapid reawakening of our consciousness here on the earth plane.
How do people, most people don't know how to use this time or how to use this moment. And when you, you know, you wrote on some of your blog talks that I've written or saw that you fully utilize this time. So how do people, how would you suggest that people fully utilize this time? What does that look like?
Okay. It's a simple process. Remember, this is a process of reconnection, remembering, and reunion to a natural aspect of our sacred nature. That's something you need to understand. You have your ego mind, your humanity, which is all up in the air right now. You have your sacred nature fully intact just beyond the veil. So it's, and the new energies that are anchoring as we speak, I mean, this energy is transforming day by day. It's like a new network of light that's anchoring on the earth plane to enable individuals to consciously choose to reach forward for their sacred nature and start engaging beyond the veils of the third dimensional reality into the higher realm component of themselves. And this is a simple process because the access to that is through the heart space. The heart is our multidimensional tool. And so we are being asked to let go and bring our awareness and start engaging with that natural state of our sacred nature and start realigning to that sacred nature. And the good news is hope. Is there is nothing you out there, any of you listening right now, you are perfectly imperfect in your humanity. There's nothing you have to change about your human element in order to engage with the sacred nature that you are. It is waiting for you to actively choose to engage through your heart into this vast space of your alignment into your heart space. Now, you know, it, say in a moment in your day, you're stressed, you have no money, or you don't know where your money's coming from. Those checks from the government aren't coming, your job's gone, you're trying to just pull the money together to just feed everybody and take care of your family. And there's a lot of stress, ego mind. The ego mind is just like, doesn't know, is really in a very, very confused state. In that moment where you're feeling maybe fear or struggle or panic or despair even or hopelessness, if you just spend a moment of stillness holding your heart and bringing your awareness into your heart, which is actively engaging through the multidimensional part of your sacred nature, where the peace is, where you can start to access that unlimited part of yourself, which is open, the door is wide open right now for you to do that. One moment of stillness in your heart where you leave the panic, hopelessness, and just feel the peace and the clarity. And just take what the Pleiadians call the conscious breath, which is in and out the mouth, which bypasses the trauma of the ego mind, and brings you into the stillness of a space of your own light, that higher nature, that sacred nature. And as you start to connect into that and open into that, you start to align to that multidimensional perspective of your ability to create, to link into that, to anchor what it is you need, what is your heart's desire right now. I need money right now. That's what I need. And somehow you start to align into another level of possibilities for yourself from that higher realm. That is what we're being asked to do right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you do, and it doesn't have to be for hours, one moment connecting to your heart into that space of your being, of your natural being, every cell in your body transforms. And you start to align and stabilize in that space. And then later maybe you'll have one more moment you connect in, or another day. It's accumulative, but you begin to change the way you live your life through a more conscious interaction through your heart and through your multidimensional sacred nature. This is why this is happening right now, for us to transform, for us to start being moved to align to the sacredness of ourselves and anchor it and start living it in our day-to-day living and allow ourselves to be self-empowered with this reconnection.
So when you say that this is a destiny moment that will forever shift the frequency of illusion that has been held in place on Earth plane for lifetimes, and that this will create a new, will it create a new world? Is it creating the new world as we speak right now?
It will create a new consciousness, a consciousness alignment within each one of us, but it will create a new consciousness within communities on this earth plane, because there's this highly transforming, higher resonance of light opening up and has been set in motion throughout our earth plane. This is divine light that is creating a complete multidimensional energetic reset on our earth to create much needed lasting change, altering our consciousness and altering the consciousness within the earth plane. And so there's this dynamic reset that is in motion to create the necessary shifts. So humanity as a whole is really transmitting and going through a huge transmutation on a worldwide scale, which is absolutely essential to this ultimate success of us moving into this new era of awakening that we've been talking about for a long time now.
Yes.
And it's begun. So many illusions are being actively shattered within our societies and within our day-to-day lives to create this opening for essential change. And that's the key piece. So every time, you're not looking for perfection, you're looking to open up to just simply moments of conscious change in your reaction by taking the different action of aligning more through your heart space and not your mind, your ego mind's misinterpretation of what's going on. That's what's key.
So can you activate people to go from their mind to their heart space? Is that what the Pleiadians are doing, or is that what you're being asked to do in your workshops and in your seminars and in your one-to-ones that you have with people? Because I've experienced those workshops, and I was just telling someone the other day, I think it was on my Zoom cafe, and inviting everybody to come and listen to our show today, and they had asked me what my experience was coming up to your land and going through a weekend with you and Elise, and I just said it was like a blow. I mean, it was like a blow-your-mind experience. And maybe it was a blow the illusion away, and to feel your expansiveness. And I very rarely have had that experience of had this blow your mind experience of going beyond this dimension into the other dimensions, and even meeting my teacher, Christina Rose, in those other dimensions. And so is that what is happening? Is that what you are called here to do, is help people move through this time and receive transmissions to go beyond the illusion? Is that what you do when you
do your radiance stuff? Yes, that's part of my work. And there's that free frequency patterning for it's the coronavirus patterning that I brought in and did a free video a class for everybody to work with that patterning, because the patterning for the coronavirus is for protection of the cells, but it's also a frequency patterning that's designed to accelerate your alignment to your sacred nature and accelerate your reconnection to the multidimensional reality that is existing and starting to open up and flow into and bleed into this illusion as it shatters. So that, yes, that's part of it. And then the private sessions I've been asked to do and open up to are absolutely creating change in individuals. And then I've been directed to create the live Zoom 90-minute class, and we've kept the price right down. And for people to, this will be when it's brand new material is coming into the Pleiadians, for us to be able to navigate our way and stabilize ourselves within the multidimensional realms right now and accelerate of our to our sacred natures through the heart space. So it's really a different frequency that hasn't come in before. And so, yeah, that's happening at the end of May. So there are a number of things. And then, of course, I'm just doing general transmissions out there to support humanity and those of us on the path to engage more fully into their hearts, to understand the dynamic hope that now is the time, like never before. We've just been living our third-dimensional ego mind existence, but now we're being pushed to reach and engage with the sacred multidimensionality of ourselves, and how easy that is, and how user-friendly it is, because it's the time. It's the time. And there's this network of light that is anchoring on the earth plane right now that we as human beings are destined to accelerate and anchor. The Pleiadians are saying that we are the ones that have to ultimately anchor this multidimensionality on Earth. They're setting it in motion, but it's up to us as connecting communities within a communion with our consciousness that will, as we come together in a communion and each bring the alignment of our hearts and our unique hearts together, we form the power, the self-empowerment, to create this network of light and stabilize it on Earth. So there's a lot that we said we would do. Those of all of us here have a mission to come together collectively at certain moments and anchor these networks of light that are birthing and building on our Earth plane at this time.
Yes, I really, truly believe that, because I always tell people in my teachings that we did not come here to face reality. We came here to create the new reality.
We are creators, and the destiny has to be with us as human beings and our multidimensional selves. We are the only ones that can create the self-resurrection and the self-realization of our Earth plane. It was always going to be that way.
Yes, yes. And what my time together with you and Elise at your land and listening to all of your downloads is that I began, even in my journey, to, and I like the word, reunite to my higher self consciousness, to reunite with the truth of who I am. And the ego mind comes in, like, what do you think you're doing, Janice? What do you think you're doing, Hope? What do you mean reunite? Who do you think you are? And something happened when I came to you at your land and went through the process, is that the ego mind didn't distract me as much. And for me, even my husband says, when whatever happened there, you did begin to reunite with your higher consciousness. And for me, that has never left me.
Well,
so
because
my question
you stabilized
is,
yourself in that. Here
yes,
on the land,
yes.
We have multidimensional portals that stabilize you long enough that you can't work through your ego mind. You work through your heart and you rejoin your sacredness. You rejoin
yes.
that multidimensional aspect of yourself. It allows for that to happen. And so
yes.
the energy of the galactic receiving station supports that reconnection on a very different level. But what you have to understand is the energetic that's happening here all over our planet right now is bringing in and anchoring in these amazingly profound network systems of light, multidimensional reality light, that is also enabling us to much more easily come into reconnection, rejoin, whatever you want, reunion. There's nothing to learn here. It's just about reconnection. That's all it is. And so if you get to the understanding of that while the ego mind's in a swirl, because it then can't, it's in a panic and a swirl, being turned upside down.
Yeah.
And we have lots of time in the stillness in our space because our lives have changed for now. And this is the time that you can reach into your heart and move into that reconnection, that rejoining of yourself, like
so
no other time.
I absolutely believe that. One of the questions that always comes up, again, we don't necessarily work on time schedule, but one of the questions that does come up for me and to ask other teachers is, and I don't know if it's probably their ego asking, like, how long is this epidemic
yeah.
going to last?
All right. So, you know, the ego mind just wants to scramble back to normal as quickly as possible.
Yes.
And the fact is, because that's the safety net, that is where it feels like it's in control. And I would say to everyone out there, it's not going to happen. We are never going to return back to where we were, which is a fantastic thing. Now, the
yes.
ego mind's not going to be very happy with that. But what I am being shown by the Pleiadians is a tremendous amount of upheaval and chaos coming in and starting from about mid-May. And I see it moving right through to the end or near the end of December this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because the human ego, we are going to be held in this place until we transform on a certain level. And when I say that, I'm talking about those of us on the path, those of us who have said yes to being on the path and creating the forging of these alignments to this network of light, and forging alignments to the communities. That's two or more people coming together and bringing their awareness, their consciousness together and aligning from their hearts together. And with that communion, it's activating or reactivating areas of the telepathic within the brain. And that's part of that coronavirus patterning that I'm putting out, is it works through the telepathic communion center. It activates the synapses in the brain so that your brain is functioning, can function within the multidimensional realms. And communities can come together and form communion spaces. And as you do, as that you create a pattern between you, almost like what we'd call a unique song together. The combined unique frequency of each heart comes together and creates a song. And that song, when it's created by the communion between you, then works through those networks of light that are on the planet and so it creates a further anchoring of that frequency, this new frequency of consciousness for Earth.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I see that this will sustain until this is complete, this phase is complete.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I just feel, you see that chaos out there. I mean, the chaos, the government chaos, the state chaos, it's chaos. And everybody just wants to get out and to go back to a normal, what's normal. And it's not, I believe, it's not going to happen straight away. It's going to be a while. And I don't know how that's going to play out, but I see a lot of drama, and the Pleiadians are saying we need to witness the drama but not be a part of it.
Yeah.
Our ego minds can even be in drama about our lives and what's going on and the unknown. But all you have to do is come into your heart, and there is the peace and the stillness and the clarity as you align for 1 moment, 2 moments, 3 moments, maybe 5 minutes through your heart, and you start to reach that unlimited part of yourself that can create the heart's desire that you need for yourself at this time. But you cannot have your awareness out there and be engaged in the drama. You need to stop looking at that illusion, because it is all illusion. Bring your awareness into your heart, and then you bypass the illusion and enter truth, which exists from the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th dimensionals upwards, and you actually bypass and move out of this drama and craziness and chaos. This is what the call is, and it's time for this. It's time for each one of you out there to assume that role, understanding that your ego mind will not understand anything you're doing. It will try and undermine what you're doing. It has total misperceptions because it cannot enter the fourth dimension. It only knows third, and the chaos and the drama and the struggle and the fear and the lack. But it does not mean that's who you are. And when you come into your heart and you align into the vastness of truth, of light, you start to have a new vision of understanding of what's going on, and you start to participate, consciously participate with this new, beautiful, pure, divine network light that is here for each one of us to receive and become part of. It's about the pathway home and remembering the words, you are who you've been waiting for. That you is your heart. It is not your ego mind. So this is a really key piece for everyone to really open up and receive themselves in moments for this time.
I love that. I absolutely love that. When I was with you also, I witnessed, I don't know if you remember, when I came up to you and I said, oh my God, I'm learning so much even as a teacher from you. And one of the things that I observed is when the ego mind started going in anybody who had come to the weekend with you, is that you would just stop, and you would stop them, and you'd say, now, I want you to just stop. Because if they were in fear or doubt or worry or whatever it is, you'd say, stop. I want to remind you that you can utilize your conscious breath right now in this moment. Just take a conscious breath. Take a deep breath. Just a conscious breath. Go into your heart and choose again. And I watched how people at times easily went into it, and I watched at times how some of the people struggled to go into that. And I thought that was so profound, because you would look at all of us and you just say, at any moment when the ego mind comes up, just stop, utilize the conscious breath, and choose again. Just go into your heart and choose the new reality right now, you'd say. And I just love that about you, because you would not condone the old or the ego mind reality.
Well, the thing is, we're not our ego minds. That's the whole thing.
Right.
And people say, well, I just feel so much fear. No, your mind feels the fear.
Yes.
And your heart is who you are.
Yes.
So come down, and the conscious breath, that breath in and out the mouth, is one of the most purest, simplest tools. That breath in and out the mouth says, yes, I'm willing to let go. That means letting go. You move beyond the ego mind, beyond that illusion, and yes, I'm willing to receive my light. So it bypasses the ego mind and brings you right into your multidimensional heart. It's so simple.
Yes, yes.
And each one of us hold the keys to our multidimensional doorways, our spiritual makeup that are within the heart. And this is the time for reconnection. To enable this transmutation process, this self-resurrection process to unfold, you know? It's glorious. It's unique to any other time on the earth plane forever. And it's finally here, the time we've been waiting for this something to happen. It was so interesting because here I was in Uluru and went through that amazing transformation on the 12th of January. And I said to Elisa, and we had this year ahead booked. I was traveling everywhere nonstop. And I had the year, and I said to her, I don't know how I can do this year. I can't live this way anymore. And, of course, we get home and everything's canceled, you know, and I'm living a very different life in the most profound experience of a new vision, a new understanding of myself, of reality, of truth, of being. And it's just really, really a glorious thing. And this is, you know, this started, this has launched all of us into this new level of consciousness that was always going to come at this time.
Yes, yes. Yes, I agree. Because that's sort of what happened. Well, it didn't sort of. It did happen to me, too, because it just, again, launched me into, I had Echo Bodin on a program yesterday, and she had said, if you just stop and you realize that you are not any longer pulled in all of those directions anymore, and it gives you time to take a deep breath to say, now what? Now what? As I go forward to create that new reality, So
and another,
something about your voice, Christine. I mean, there's something. No, did I hear that before? Like, okay, stop, take a deep breath. And I did. I've heard that before. But there was something when you would look me or others in the eyes and you'd say, okay, and very lovingly, you just say, okay, stop, take a deep breath. Inhale, go into your heart center. Now choose again. Choose again. And to me, I knew that was Pleiadian energy coming forth to say, this is where you're supposed to live for the rest of your life, Hope, in your heart.
Yep. And there's no greater place to be.
Yes.
There's no
greater
place to be. And so simple. And,
yes,
you know, there are so many vast higher opportunities being made available to each of us because we've been given passage into this other access point to the higher realms within our heart now.
Yes.
And these openings are designed to move us beyond that current illusion. But there's this new energy, that network that's on the earth that's bringing this divine light is expanding our ability to anchor these intentions, to set in place for ourselves. And it's vitally important right now because these intentions that you set in motion create a higher flow of potential as they engage with the new network energy on the planet. So it's the time to anchor what you want and just be specific. I want this and I want that. So you need to, you know, first decide what is it that you want, not what you don't want, what you want, and state that and be specific in what it is you do want. And the energies here have transformed so that can take place. It can be set in motion in a very different way than ever was possible before for us on this planet. And this is key, because a lot of us out there are in very difficult situations. You know,
yes.
It might be because you're all in a house with a family group, stuck. It might be you've lost your job and there's no income, and you don't know what you're going to do and how you're going to get money generated. You know, it might be the mortgage on the house. I mean, real things, real life things. So I would say to everyone, what is it you want? Anchor it and be specific. Anchor it while you're in your heart. And don't have to work out how that's going to happen. Don't limit it. Just anchor what it is you want with your intention and set that in motion out in the new frequency that is existing here right now on the planet.
That is so important, everybody. I hope you really, really heard those words of Christine. Is put that in, like, what do you want? It's not what you don't want. What do you want? That's the vision of your new world right now.
And this is the time to set it in motion because of the energetic. And none of us are alone. We have all the energetic realms around us. Some of you have your family of origin around you. Some have the light beings, masters, the angels, the Pleiadians. I mean, there are energies out there supporting all of us. But ultimately, we're the only ones who can go into our heart. We have to be the ones to re-engage and reconnect with our sacred natures. There's not anyone that can do that for you out there. You have to be the one. And the ego mind won't believe it. It will be very skeptical, and it doesn't matter, because you've got everything to gain and nothing to lose by starting to engage with that sacred nature, this other part of your makeup, your natural makeup. And this is the time. And just as I said, it's moments. It's not about meditating for an hour, half an hour, 20 minutes. No, one moment in time.
Yes. Yep. 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 One of the questions that came in was about, and you probably received this before, is about a presidential election that is coming up during this epidemic in the month of November. Are the Pleiadians have any investment and or interest and or understanding of what that might look like as we go into November with the presidential elections?
What they have said to me about our president, our current president, Donald Trump, is that he is playing out a perfect role with the creation of chaos, adding to the overall chaos of this pandemic, which is exactly what he was always supposed to do at this time. So he's playing his role perfectly for the full chaos within the illusion. And then it's about that arising of the chaos, and they say that chaos is going to increase leading into November. And then what I see and what they've shown me is in December, the light at the end of the tunnel. So you can interpret that any way you choose, but there is the light at the end of the tunnel in December.
Yes.
So, you know, you can interpret it any way, but, you know, but that's what they are showing me. And they are, you know, saying bless the chaos right now because it's performing its role for the end result of the changes.
Yes. Yeah,
so each person needs to utilize this time. It's not going to last forever. And we are in a unique situation right now a unique energetic situation, a unique third-dimensional situation worldwide, and it is a perfect storm for us to resurrect ourselves. A perfect storm.
Yeah.
So it's about blessing, opening up to the blessings of this time, not getting caught up in the drama with the ego mind, but witnessing the energetic blessings that are opening up and opportunities that are opening up for all of us, seeing the miracles even in the wind in the trees and the sun coming in and feeling the sun on your face, or the beauty of spring. For us in this area of the world, we're very lucky. We're going into spring rather than winter. I think that's really very supportive for all of us. And just start opening up into the gratitude of the light that exists here, the life force that is all around us, but most importantly, that is within our hearts. And allow that to unfold, and allow us to unfold like a bud of a flower in the spring, and the petals starting to open to the light of the sun. These are important images to hold on to and work with, because you are the bud that is blooming within your own heart. And there is nothing more glorious than that. And there's nothing more imperative than that. Nothing more important in your life right now but that. And so the focus has to be on yourself, within your heart, the commitment to yourself in moments, that the moment you stay in stillness within yourself is so essential at this time. It's you reclaiming yourself, that reconnection.
Another question. Are the sightings that are coming forth from the sky, because NASA and CNN just recently had something on its channel of someone seeing or identifying a flying object, are those Pleiadians that are working on the planet at this time and coming forth to help people? And primarily the question was from a person who is close to Shasta, Mount Shasta.
Such a great place. All right. Well, Shasta was my first home in America when I moved here, and the most amazing place, and where all the Pleiadian ships come in through that mountain. And yes, there is a tremendous activity with Pleiadian ships in the sky at this time. We've seen many Pleiadian ships in the last 3 weeks here. And the Pleiadians said there is a huge arena of ships coming in, not just Pleiadian ships. They're from different areas of the galactic community to support the anchoring of the new grid lines and this network of light onto the planet right now. So they are doing their work energetically. The Pleiadians are bringing the information and the empowerment for us to move forward to start working within this network of light. And so there is a huge universal community, our resident universe, that are working together to secure and anchor all the new frequencies that are birthing on the planet, the networks that have been set in motion. So, you know, they're all involved in this, not just the Pleiadians. The Pleiadians are part of the universal team. And even the light beings and masters and angels are also very much engaged in this, alongside a lot of the nature, that is shamanic worlds, are also engaged in this. So it's a huge shift with all these energetic forces within the planet.
Thank you for that. That, because I have seen sightings and feel like I've been in the higher dimensions, and many people are saying the same thing, that they have been in, have had altered experiences and going beyond this dimension, especially at this time, especially during their sleep, they've talked about. And they don't
There's
talk about it.
There's a lot of experiences happening, but they're not dreams. They're visions. They're in the middle. People are being taken into the multidimensional realms of, for reconnection. And another thing people need to understand, there is a huge recalibration happening in the brain synapses. Now, the energy, these networks that are anchoring on the planet are creating a transmutation of the network of the nervous system to support our reach into the higher realms. So it's really important to understand that that we are, that's why this coronavirus patterning is designed to create an integration and a stabilization. So people might be feeling like disorientated and really kind of dizzy and exhausted. And part of that energy is our assimilation to these new vibrational energies that and dimensional settings that are anchoring on the planet at this time.
During this time, I have a friend, as well as other people, have sent in questions for tonight about people who are struggling with a crisis of cancer. And can they overcome this crisis of cancer? And if so, how can they do that?
There's a real upswing in cancer.
Yes.
Understanding that some people move and transform with cancer. They move and transform their consciousness and stay here on the earth plane. And there are some people who are not destined to stay here on the earth plane. They are, it's their time to leave with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an individual, it's usually a destiny call, and you know that conscious working with changing your relationship with your physical body with cancer is very, very key at this time. And you do have the potential to move through that transition and stay here. And yet there's always those that are destined to leave. And that's the way they're exiting. So it's about taking responsibility for your physical body and working with it. Well, those who are meant to stay, disease sets up in the body as a process for learning, to resurrect yourself and your relationship with your body. And disease tends to set up where there's emotion in the body that hasn't been processed by you. You've held onto it, whether it's bitterness or anger or rage. So at the time it was happening, you just couldn't deal with it. So you hold your breath and it sucks into the body, into the cells, and creates a density in the cells, and then the circulation stops moving in that area. And you stay away from it because that's where the emotion is lodged. So it's about returning to the areas of your life, like I did with the lupus. I was shown I had to go back. I had a lot of bitterness and resentment from my childhood. And part of it was that I had so much helplessness and hopelessness that it was too much for me to deal with as a small child. So I took responsibility for everything that happened to me. I made myself responsible so I wouldn't be the victim and just to cover up the helplessness and the hopelessness because it was too tough to bear. When I unearthed that, when I came to that realization of my helplessness and my hopelessness, it was shocking to feel because I had to feel it to release it out of my body. But it shifted and allowed a healing, a very deep healing, within myself. And, of course, then the Pleiadians came in and helped me with the healing of my lupus. But I had to come back to those key emotional pieces that set it in motion in the first place. And it was the helplessness and hopelessness of a small child. And that those feelings are so bad and so hard to deal with. Anything's better than having to feel them. So then I stopped being the victim in that moment and just made myself responsible for everything that happened. So it stopped me being able to process and heal until I got to those points, of course, and then I did ultimately heal myself. But that's just an example of the energy and some of the emotion that can be around the cancer. It's something that you need to, you know, do a self-introspection with as you work with your cancer, whether you go medical route or natural route. You need to be aware of the emotional component in the body.
I would agree. I know when you and Elise came down after I blew up my hands and had third-degree burns on my hands, and I was in the healing process, and I was remembering that I was when I was on the table, and you were helping, both of you were helping me, and I thought, like, what rage or what anger or what, you know, I don't really have any of that, but I don't know if you remember when I was on the table. And I just, like, I can remember screaming and crying and yelling and just getting it, whatever that was, out of me to remove that. And so I know that you are doing now one-to-one work with people and one-to-one readings. So what would be the primary reasons why people would call you up for a reading or a session? Would it be for people who are in the process of healing, remembering, and so on and so forth?
It's for many reasons. A lot of it, they want channeled information on their mission and what's going on, where I align. Some people need that realignment to their sacred nature beyond the veil through the heart. So I've been doing a lot of that. I've also been doing a lot of pulling out of the density and supporting people in getting in touch with those deep feelings and releasing them. And so, you know, I bring them to an understanding of what their next steps are. I channel that through and work with them energetically. It's on Skype, so I can work directly with each person for them to realign to themselves on another level. So, you know, it's whatever the person wants, but then the session unfolds, you know, and it has its own life force, of course.
Yes,
and
yes.
So there's each session is incredibly different with each individual. And actually it's been really a powerful process for me to allow myself to move into this space of being and working in this way. I haven't done that before, and I'm really really grateful for the experience of it, and it's been very profound for people who have rung in. So they have an hour to do the work they have to do, and it's intense. It is intense, let me tell you.
Yes,
and we start on the first minute and work right through until their time is up. So it's action-packed, you know, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Of stuff going on, but very, very profound. Everyone's been very grateful for their next steps because that's what it moves them to. So, and of course, you know me, Hope, I don't beat around the bush. I'm incredibly,
yes,
I have
I
to be authentic
you.
And honest in the moment, as
yes.
You know, you've worked with me. So I just get right in there and I say what I need to say and bring, you know, activate what I need to activate within the individual. And, you know, hold everybody with a lot of love and support. And then afterwards, I stay energetically connected to them. There's an audio I do an audio for them, so they receive that audio for ongoing work within themselves, and they can re-listen to what went on and, you know, take it to another level within themselves. So they see, it seems to be, you know, it's. I know it's sorely needed, and I wasn't aware of it. And then when I was told to do it, it's been really a profound process.
Well, I would tell everyone who's listening to this and anyone who is listening to this and has friends out there who need this at this time, because I have had sessions with Christine and been on her beautiful land with all the, and it is intense. It's wonderfully and beautifully intense to move through that and get to that knowingness that never leaves you. And that's what happened to me when I was working with you, is that it arrived me to a knowingness that has never left me.
Because you became it. You became yourself. You
yes.
came back to yourself, Hope. So how can it ever leave you? Because
yes,
it's a natural
true.
Extension of you. And so
yes.
that's why it's never left you, because you came home to yourself.
Yes, 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 absolutely, absolutely. Well, if people want to set up an appointment with you or join with these incredible classes that you have on, which is an incredible price, really, is you kept it very low, and to everyone that has the ability. So where would they connect with you on this? What is
they
your
register web- online in the store, and then Elisa does her wonderful work of giving all the links and everything else and appointment times, and, you know, so you just have to go on the website, on the store, and my sessions are there, and so is this Zoom. It's a Zoom 90-minute process. And the beauty of that is this Zoom process, you get homework, you get, so you get, you know, your PDFs, you get the video class live, but then afterwards, if you can't make the date, it's on. Everyone gets the audio, the whole video sent to them. So it's going to be recorded and sent on to people, even if they are there with the live show or whether they can't make that time. So you'll be able to work with it again and again and work with it on a multidimensional level with your material for ongoing transmutation. So it's really, you know, very, very good price. And we've kept it low so people can afford it, because I know we have to charge something because we've got to pay our mortgage here. But the fact is, you know, we wanted to keep it really low because we know everybody's struggling right now. And we'll even take payment plans, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want anyone not to be able to do it. But if you can't, then there's the free coronavirus video, which is under our free products, also on the website. So get that. Start working with that, because that is incredible. And Elise has been working with that every day. And she said it's really amazing. So, you know, there's stuff for everybody. If you can't afford anything, but if you can afford this live streaming 90-minute thing, it's only $34. But $34 might be too much for some of you out there. I understand. And, you know, we brought it down as much as we could possibly bring it down at this time. So, anyway.
Yeah, it's an investment in remembering. I mean, really, it's an investment in healing, and it's an investment. I always tell everybody, my lake home is my body. Place of my eternal knowingness is my now within this moment. And for me, the investment has definitely been worth it to come home, to come home, to come home, to come home.
There
is
nothing
lifetime.
More than that, Hope. There's nothing more to do at this time
yes.
than to come
yes.
home. Nothing
yes.
worthwhile. That is
yes.
what we're here to do. And
yes.
everything
yes.
arises. You are the center of your universe, of your ability to manifest from your heart. And it's wide open right now, that potential.
Yes, 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 absolutely. Well, I thank you for being on our program this evening. Always a joy, always enlightenment to me and to all of the people who are listening today and who had brought forth questions for Christine Day. I thank you as well. And I give you my love from my heart to your heart, and sweet Elise as well. Tell her hello from us at the Hope Interfaith Center.
Will
and
do.
Hopefully soon we can see each other and and give each other hugs.
Absolutely. So. And blessings and love to everybody out there. You know, this is a very glorious time, and just don't get too caught up into the illusion.
Yes. Yeah, that's the most important thing right now. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Christine Day is an internationally renowned as the Pleiadian ambassador. She is, as you've already heard, a very gifted spiritual teacher, healer, and channel. She is globally renowned for her powerful, powerful life-changing transmissions of light that she channels from the Pleiadian Council. She inspires people with the clear frequency of truth, and that's why this program was called Pleiadian Ambassador Speaks Truth. She transmits that throughout her speech, throughout her words. She does carry a pure energy of love that can be experienced throughout the audience of who hears. And I hope tonight you have felt that energy and been transformed by the words that she has given us tonight. So once again, Christine, I thank you so very much for being on the program tonight. So
thanks,
please
Hope.
Join. Thank you so much. Please join me next month. I'm always on. The Pure Hope Show is always on the last Tuesday of every month. And we have all of these fantastic, renowned speakers and healers and channelers that bring forth. And they say yes immediately when I call them up to ask them if they're going to be on the program. So thank you, everyone, for joining me tonight. Until we meet again, yes. Namaste, namaste, namaste.
Thank you for tuning in to Pure Hope by Reverend Janice Hope Gorman. And until next time, remember that true greatness consists in being great in the little things. Be kind, be gentle, be loving, be true.